we'll get started in a second. As mentioned previously, we'll start with opening remarks. We have from the Haniwell, the coach and the players. And then right after that, we will go into questions. Okay? So, see you.
Thanks, everybody, for coming out. What can I tell you? Training went well. We had everybody in on Tuesday, and we had a full session on Tuesday, yesterday, and today. And I speak for all the players that we're really excited to be playing two home games, back to back, so to speak. Patrice has been around for a while and he couldn't remember outside of qualifying when we have done that, so we're just pleased to be in that situation. Other than that, I'll give it over to the players.
I'll do it in French a bit for the French people. On est content d'être au Canada, deux matchs amicaux, donc ça arrive pas souvent. Je me rappelle pas la dernière fois que le Canada a joué deux matchs à domicile. Puis on a eu une bonne semaine, habitué à la chaleur. Pour ceux qui arrivent d'Europe, la chaleur est intense, mais on est content d'être ici. Puis on espère pour le public canadien qui veut voir l'équipe canadienne plus souvent à domicile. Donc c'est une chance et puis qu'on peut performer et avoir les résultats nécessaires.
Okay. I'll do it in English. it's always good to get an opportunity to play for your country, and I guess all the guys are really excited that the games are at home, and we're really looking forward to it. And training's been good, and everyone's ready to go on.
Well, it's just as my two colleagues said, Simmons and Patrick, that it's an honor. It's an honor to play for a country, especially when you play at home. It's always good to play home. We have the crowd behind you, and you know the atmosphere. You have the family here and everything. So it's maybe a bit distraction, but knowing the guys and everybody here, we know we're going to concentrate 100% on our game and perform to our fullest.
Thank you.
We can
now go to questions.
Thanks, Richard. Simeon, you're one of the Toronto-based guys to be back at home. Just let us know what it's like to be at home, and do you have any plans for your family, and what's going on for game day?
It's good to be back home. I was here in the summer, but it's good to actually be back to and having some games up here. We've been up north for a little bit, so I'm going to get a chance tonight to see my family and stuff, but apart from that, it's all about getting ready for the game.
Coach Hart, this is for you and for Patrice. It's been just a little over 2 years since Canada last played here, and that was the World Cup qualifier against Jamaica. Just in that time, what are your thoughts just since then on reflecting back on that game and where the program's come up until the end of the last few years?
I prefer not to reflect back unless there's lessons to be learned. I think we hope to generate good support from the crowd. I spoke to the players last night about what it would be like to play at home and what we should try to create for the future, because it's important when you play at home to get the necessary results, especially in the qualification. But for us, we continue upon the path that we have set out, which is one to create depth in the squad and to look at players, give them the opportunity to play internationally. And I've been hammering away at that with the players. They all know where they stand and what we're trying to do. And we have an opportunity to come out against a very good Peru squad in Toronto, and then Honduras in Montreal. And hopefully it's the beginning of that building process.
I just think in the last, yeah, of course, the last qualifier didn't go as well, but the thing is we've learned a lot of lessons, and from what we can learn from the Gold Cups also is the way we play. We dominate opposition position-wise, and I think we we're learning more how to be consistent and now also playing at home is to generate some attachment to the fan base and to really, so when we come the next time qualifies around, that when we play at home, we collect the 3 points that we should be getting, so we put ourselves in good positions to get to the next World Cup.
En français,
ben écoutez, les dernières qualifications de la Coupe du Monde, ça n'a pas été aussi bien qu'on voulait, mais les dernières années, on a travaillé beaucoup là-dessus, puis on voit qu'au niveau de notre jeu, de notre style de possession, qu'on ne se fait plus dominer par d'autres équipes, et que là, après les dernières Gold Cup, qu'on peut voir qu'on travaille sur la constance, puis d'avoir un attachement avec surtout le public canadien pour que quand on joue à domicile, bien les matchs, on gagne les 3 points pour qu'on se mette en position favorable pour se qualifier. Et puis c'est ça qui est l'important, c'est de vraiment aller chercher de l'efficacité, de la constance et puis d'avoir le soutien du public canadien dans les matchs à domicile.
Steven, apart from, you know, wanting to, you know, play in front of the home crowd and sort of develop a rapport with fans or anything, how important are these games in terms of long-term plans looking ahead towards, you know, next year or even towards qualifying for Brazil?
I think they're important in the respect that the styles that we'll face are pretty consistent with one part of CONCACAF. So from that respect, I think it's important. Then we're playing Peru. If anybody has been following them offensively, they're a very nice team. Potentially can be a difficult team to play against. So we will have to adapt very quickly and play the game in such a way that hopefully we can dictate how the game goes. And we have certain objectives and aims. As I said, I've been talking over it with the players all the time. They know what we're trying to do. And it's going to take time because we are not a club. You know, we had hoped in our planning that every camp would build upon the last camp. But unfortunately, due to injuries and the inavailability of players, we've sort of couldn't be as consistent as we would like to be in the building process. But, you know, it also provided us with a unique opportunity in that a lot of players were more or less looked at. So, in that sense, I'm looking forward to seeing these two games.
Is that, Coach, part of the equation that your job is almost, you know, 2 steps forward and 1 step back every time you bring a squad together? I guess it's part of the job. It doesn't make your job any easier. Does it make the path to qualification virtually, well, I wouldn't say impossible, but an uphill struggle before you ever select the team?
Well, I think the path to any qualification, regardless of who you are, it's always difficult. We talked about this last night. What we learned from the World Cup, with even some of the best minds in charge of some of the best teams, is that the players have to be at their best, physically, mentally, and then they have to bring that quality into the game. Regardless of all your planning, all your attention to details, all your tactics, if your players are not at your best, well, you saw what happened. It's inevitable that things will not go your way. So hopefully, you know, we will gradually build towards a complete understanding, complete relationships as we go along. And then when the moment comes, we will be in a situation where we will be at our best. Now, that's difficult because the qualification is spread over so many. Now it might be spread over 2 years. But, you know, the main thing is to get a good start and to have a complete understanding within the squad and players that complement each other in what we're trying to do, and that's what we're building towards.
Thank you.
Steven, as we go ahead, obviously the U.S. and Mexico seem to be the strongest teams in the region right now, and in many ways Canada's quest for the third World Cup spot means really seeing how we're doing against Costa Rica and Honduras, who are the teams that seem to get that spot. Are we going to be able to tell anything from the result in Montreal about where we stand against Honduras, and how important an indicator is this game going to be for you as to where we have to go in the next couple of years?
Well, if we were to simply say we look at the result, then I think it's going to be difficult, because you can play poorly and get a result, and you can play well and not get a result. I think what's important is how we perform, how we play the game, how many chances we can create. And of course, we're playing for the result. Why play? Eh? But the most important thing for me is how we approach the game. How we put ourselves onto the game, how we deal with setbacks, all the things that may come up in the future, for me is far more important than simply saying, okay, you won the game, so that means everything is okay. No, I don't always believe that.
Steven, you might be able to best answer this. It's been 3 years since we played at home. Can you let us in on the logistical, financial, or whatever reasons that have impeded us playing at home and might impede us playing at home in the future? Or can we expect to see more games at home in the coming year?
Well, I think Canadian Soccer Association has heard loud and clear that the public would like to see more home games. The players have said the same. They would like to play at home, and the association has tried to deliver with these two games and discussions about games in the future. So I think that alone speaks for itself. The relationship with the public is that if you make a demand, you have to come out and support it. Eh? If you're going to be critical, don't be critical from your home. Be critical from the stands. Okay? So that's what we're hoping for.
I wonder if one or two of the players could talk a little bit about something we've spoken about here in terms of playing at home. Canada being a country of immigrants, and so on and so forth, it is a multicultural turnout that you will get at the games, and that doesn't necessarily mean you'll have 80, 90% of the fans behind you. You know that, you've all been through it. But from a player's perspective, I'd like to hear how difficult that is to perform sometimes when you're playing at home, and yet it doesn't always sound like it.
Well, actually, we're used to it, because when you play in your club team, you're playing away and away at home, so you know the feeling of the pressure and the preparation you need to. Of course, when you come at home, you hope that you're going to be in front of a pro crowd that's behind you. But that's a fact that we have to deal with, and we're coming. The fact is to get the feeling to be able to play in Toronto or Montreal or wherever, Vancouver, when we play, and to feel that we're at home, no matter if the half of the crowd is for the other team. But it's to be there and feel that you're at home, and to feel an attachment to when we come and play. Because usually before it will always be just for the qualifiers. Well, now we're playing friendlies, and it's getting used to being on home soil and feeling that attachment to a home. Playing and not just coming here for qualifiers, and then once the qualifiers are done, we don't see home for 2 years or 3 years, no matter, depending on how long you're on the team or if you're. So really, that for me, that factor is you got to get used to. The U.S. deals with it when they play. They try to play against Mexico anywhere in the States, and they still get to have half of the crowd Mexican. So something you got to get used to when you play in Canada. But it's really for I think on my standpoint is to be attached to playing at home and being used to being here and playing in front of the public, and then the more the public sees us, I think more Canadian people will be coming out to see in accord and against the immigrants that are there and supporting the other team usually.
Steven, question over here. There's been some talk this week about CONCACAF changing the World Cup qualifying between 8 teams in the final group. I'm just wondering what your position is on that, how you feel about that, and do the players,
does
it change it?
Yeah, I mean, I heard all of that. I don't see that much difference. Well, for me, what I'm looking at is how they're going to determine the groups. because last time we should have been a seeded team according to our ranking, but they took the ranking from 9 months ago and they changed the entire draw. Right, so their discussion about that was to try and stop getting the groups of death, but you know what, I'm going to wait until I see how they're actually going to determine these groups. Other than that, you still got to play the games, you still got to win the game.
I am the managing editor of Colocan Aliente in Spanish, quickly here later on. And I would like to ask you about David Monsalve. Is he in your plan for the long run because he wasn't called this time?
Yes, David, I had David in January, and he's playing fairly consistently with his club. And I like that very, very much. And he is definitely in my plans. I had a chat with all the goalkeepers, let them know the situation. It's a difficult position. It's not like you can make the change in the game 40 minutes, 45 minutes, 55 minutes into the game with goalkeepers. So they understand the situation, or at least I hope so. And he is definitely in my plans, yes.
Simeon, one of the eternal problems that young Canadian players have faced when they want to represent the national team is trying to also foster their career in Europe at the same time with the travel restrictions and the interviews. Are you getting support from the from your club, or are you finding it difficult to balance the two?
No, my club's been fine. You know, it's good. It helps in England. They have the international break, so that makes it a whole lot easier. And even my previous club, they were always fine with it. So no, it can be difficult for a certain player that's in the club, but mine's been fine.
Take one more question.
Before
we have a break from players, 1-1. We're ready then? So what we'll do now is, I know that there's some requests for just one-on-one questions with the players, and we can break in and do a little bit of that now.
Good job, guys. That's awesome. So we'll see if we can manage it from you guys sitting here. I don't know, it might be tough. We might want to break out a little bit.